This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Hey, I am Tanya from Reynoldstown, and am I a bad mom for refusing to feed my daughter on Thanksgiving?
You're the worst mom ever!
You ruined my life.
That's probably not true.
It's the Kramer and Jess Parent Panel on Mix 106.5.
Welcome back. This is our Parent Panel. Jess, you want to explain what this is all about?
Parents call in and share a situation when someone in their life has called them a bad mom or a bad dad, and we just take a step back to figure out how we even got there in the first place.
Why would you refuse to feed your daughter on Thanksgiving?
So I'm a single mom of two daughters.
Mm-hmm.
I was furloughed during the government shutdown, so money is tight right now. It's tight, and even though I couldn't go as big as I did, you know, last year, the years before, I still wanted to give my daughters a Thanksgiving dinner that felt special, you know, like I did growing up. Because, I mean, my mom and my grandmother, especially my grandmother, made Thanksgiving dinner a big deal. And even when money was tight, she always made a plate for us that just felt like love. So I wanted to pass that tradition on. Okay, so my 16-year-old daughter refused to help. She sat on her phone the whole time while me and my younger daughter cooked all day.
Mm-hmm.
She kept saying, I'm not the maid. I'm not the cook.
What does that make you then? Excuse her.
You know, and I'm trying to be chill and keeping the good vibes because it's a holiday. So when we finally sat down to eat, and we clearly didn't have as much food as we had in the years past.
Uh-huh.
My daughter looked at the food and said, well, I didn't know we were doing a welfare Thanksgiving.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. It took everything out of me not to smack her flip mouth into yesterday and tomorrow at the same time.
I bet.
Instead, I calmed myself and I said, you know what? If you're too good for the food, then you don't have to eat it. And I still on business with that. She tried to make a play anyway. I said, no. Absolutely not. So she ended up going to her friend's house and ate Thanksgiving there.
Oof.
Now, my family is saying I went too far by not feeding her. For the record, I would have fed her later on that night.
Yeah.
But she wasn't going to get it then. And I mean, and my sister is calling me a bad mom, saying you don't starve a child over disrespect. Okay, you know
what?
You
didn't starve her.
I didn't starve her at all.
You know.
She just got punished for being rude and disrespectful. I thought I was teaching her something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you weren't going to let her sit there with the family and do Thanksgiving dinner if she's going to sit there and insult it. Is that what you're trying to say?
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know, I would never disrespect my grandmother or my mother like that. And I wasn't going to let her get away with insulting me like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Okay, that's tough though, right? Because like you only get one Thanksgiving dinner. Even if she eats later, she ain't going to starve. But like to miss out on Thanksgiving dinner, that's tough. Well, let's talk through this, y'all. This is how this works. We need to get some parents on the phone. So basically, Tanya's saying, listen, straight up, it's tough. It's tough this year, especially the government employees. It's been a little tougher this year. So Thanksgiving dinner wasn't like what it typically looked like. My daughter saw what was on the plate and said, you know, this, in her words, looked like a, you said welfare Thanksgiving, yes?
That's exactly what she said.
Welfare Thanksgiving, okay. You weren't having that, and so you said you're not going to eat it. And basically, Tanya stood on business and did not let her daughter eat Thanksgiving dinner. So, like, was that the wrong move to make? Jess?
I don't think you did anything wrong. She had disrespectful behavior to you all day, and I think her making that comment after you and your youngest spent all day trying to put something together and still trying to create a holiday with what you have right now, I don't think you did the wrong thing in this situation.
Thank you.
Here's my thing, though, is like, to like not let your kids sit there for Thanksgiving is kind of wild to me, though. Like, banish your kid from Thanksgiving dinner. There's just something about that feels icky.
You're going to sit there and make rude comments and then also have an attitude while you're eating, like, don't be at the table.
But like, to throw your kid out of Thanksgiving dinner, that's the only part that I question. You know, like no, you didn't starve your daughter. That's dramatic. But like,
so I should have ignored her? I should have just ignored it. That's okay. Have dinner with the rest. No.
Exactly.
I just wonder if you guys could have resolved it there and then, instead of being like, then don't eat it, and then moved on, versus like not letting her come to Thanksgiving dinner. You know, I mean, again, you only get one Thanksgiving dinner is my only thing. So, I mean, let's find out. Who's up, Jess?
This is Micah on 4 in Glen Burnie.
Micah, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. What do you think? I mean, do you feel like Tanya was in the wrong by sending her daughter away from Thanksgiving dinner because she called it a welfare Thanksgiving?
I feel like she was absolutely justified. Let's be honest about this. Whether it be Thanksgiving or any other day of the week, one, she's a 16-year-old girl. She should have helped out around the house. Any 16-year-old boy or girl. One, I pay for the cell phone that you use.
Mm-hmm.
You live in my house.
Mm-hmm.
You have responsibilities to help. You did not help. I gave you a pass in not helping. Then I put dinner on the table for you, and you complained about it. You're lucky I didn't make you ground it, and you spend all night upstairs without eating.
Any other day, maybe, but to not be at Thanksgiving?
No, I like that Micah said Thanksgiving or any other day of the week. You don't get to act crazy just because it's a holiday. You should be respectful all the time. And then especially the theme is being thankful and grateful. And she was just like dismissing all of that.
If I give her a pass on Thanksgiving, how's she going to act on Christmas? How's she going to act on New Year's Eve?
Exactly.
She's going to keep adding the food because she's like, oh, you ain't going to do nothing.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly.
I can't let you out the house if you can't act right.
Mm-hmm.
And this is act right.
100%.
There goes Micah. Appreciate you, Micah. Who's up?
This is Erica on 3 in Baltimore.
Erica, we're kind of tied up. We'll give you the final vote. Was Tanya in the wrong by basically banishing? It's dramatic, but I don't really know what else to say. By not letting her daughter eat Thanksgiving dinner because her daughter called it welfare Thanksgiving.
Oh, absolutely not. I agree with the parent. Our job as parents is to teach our kids, like, the consequences in life. And Thanksgiving is about family, and obviously the daughter wasn't behaving like that, so I wouldn't let her eat with us either. It doesn't matter.
But that sounds like a double negative, though. If it's about family, then why are you sending your family away?
Well, maybe she should appreciate
her family. Maybe she should appreciate her family that they made this dinner, that also her mom has been furloughed for the past 3 months, probably doesn't have any money, and made this work because she loved her family. Like, let's have gratitude for that. Let's not.
Dang, okay.
This is why children are the way they are today.
Dang, kids, she pulled out kids these days. All right. What can I say to that? She's pulling out of kids these days. I got nothing to argue with that. I mean, Tanya, it sounds like most parents are saying, like, this is all right then for you to do. I mean, it's not.
Thank you. I mean, she had to be disciplined. She was being rude and disrespectful, and I couldn't let my youngest daughter see that and think she could grow up that way too. So thank you to the good parents of the world, because I didn't think I was wrong. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.